Joining me live in studio for the monthly update from Lincoln County School District Number 2 is Superintendent Matt Erickson. Good morning, Superintendent. As always, appreciate you stopping by today.
You're welcome, and good morning to you, too.
Well, let's start off with a special school board meeting that's scheduled for tonight. Tell us what this is for.
So we have a special board meeting this afternoon at 4 o'clock, and it'll be a short one for the board to consider some proposed adjustments to Phase 3 transportation. So we'll bring this to a close tonight, and as soon as the gavel hits, we can get some details to you if that would be appreciated and applicable.
Absolutely. So this is the work session that's been happening recently, right? That this is kind of the end result of that?
So this actually started, the work on this, on Phase 3, the work started back in 2017-18.
Sure.
Specific to Phase 3, we started in May, and tonight we hope to bring it to a conclusion.
All right, 4 o'clock today for that special school board meeting. Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning. Superintendent, what else is happening inside the district you'd like to mention today?
So there's so many good things that are happening, and we're so appreciative. Duke, as you know, there's an assault on public ed, and we still feel that... We're sheltered in Lincoln, too, and not that we're not dealing with some of the challenges that others in the country are dealing with, but we still feel that we put forward a good product, and it's a direct result of having a great staff and exceptional families still. So we're very appreciative of that. We live in a pretty special place.
Now, the assault on public ed, you say that, and that could be, I mean, there's a lot of, that's a pretty big window. Do you want to maybe bring that into a little more specifics and what LCSD2 is doing well to help protect you against an assault?
That's an intriguing question. I guess what I'm specifically getting at there would be when it comes to standards and assessments and the things that we teach, the morals of our teachers and our staff, just our expectations and keeping most things of the world out when it gets into the politics and,
gotcha,
and some of those things.
Understood. So Superintendent Erickson in studio. One follow-up question for you, Superintendent, is the trimesters that have gone to at Star Valley High School. You've got to be getting close to the end of the first trimester, in a month now, right? So what's the feedback been so far from Star Valley High School to the district office and how things have gone so far with that move?
So obviously, Duke, anytime that you make a major adjustment to a schedule, there's going to be some hiccups and some things to work out and iron out. And we appreciate people's patience with us as we work through these things. But Mr. Hatterley and his staff and assistant principals are doing a great job leading this. It's great work that Jason Horsley and Corey, you know, started with Rob a few years ago, and we're just seeing it materialize now. But for the vast majority of people, it's been a very, very positive thing. Obviously, it depends on the class and it depends on the student. But for your cores, it's a great thing for the math and science and English and those things, seeing those kids daily and having a little more consistency, if you would.
Certainly.
Now, there's obviously some students that would prefer to procrastinate and be on the block schedule, to call it what it is, and not have to do nightly homework. But no, by far and away, it's been an overwhelming positive response.
Also positive, my kids in the elementary school system have enjoyed not having quite as much construction this year at Afton and Osmond Elementaries. Give us an update on how things are going there with those projects.
So we hope to be wrapping up the Afton and Osmond addition shortly. I know that I sound like a broken record. I've said that for the last probably 6 months, but there's just some things that are out of our control, and subs are really busy, and the contractors are really busy. I'll give you an example. We haven't seen a person at Osmond Elementary over the course of the last 2 weeks that has anything to do with the addition. So a little bit frustrating, but we're slowly but surely getting there, and we're down to punch lists. So we we hope to be taking possession of those two additions in the near future.
All right. Superintendent Erickson, LCSD number 2 in studio this morning. Superintendent, anything else we missed you wanted to touch on today?
Academics and student achievement are obviously our focus, but I would just recognize as well complementary things to that. You know, the band with the superior rating at Star Valley High, the cross-country boys state championship, the growth of the girls team. There's just so many good things that are going on, and I hope that people will take opportunity to reflect and consider how blessed we are and what we do have, instead of going to the negative or looking at the cup half full.
You have empty. Yeah, absolutely. That's well said. And you have, of course, postseason for football and basketball, or football and volleyball this weekend that Cokeville and Star Valley are both in.
So. Yes, golf did very well. I mean, there's just a lot of great things, and we've got great people. People may be interested as well, Duke. I think some people perceive the life of a trustee or a school board member as maybe a life of ease and having a lot of authority and whatnot. Just to put things in perspective, the school board tonight will be in training from 5 to, I'm going to say, at least 9 o'clock, so, which takes place quite frequently. Mm-hmm. So appreciate our school board members and the time.
You mean it's more than just once a month for a few hours?
It is. And they do a great job and have a vested interest in making good decisions for kids.
Absolutely. Appreciate them. Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.